This problem, we want to calculate the binding energy of an electron in the ground state of deuterium, helium plus, and beryllium triple plus. We want to remember that mostly in this chapter we've been dealing with the single electron atoms, the hydrogen atom, and so we've only been looking at one electron outside of the nucleus. So the deuterium does just have one electron outside the nucleus, but the nucleus is a deuteron, which is a proton and a neutron. Similarly, helium ionized only has one electron, but it has two protons and two neutrons in the nucleus. And similarly, beryllium triple plus has three of the electrons taken off, so there's only a single electron outside the nucleus. So in each one of these cases, it's still a single electron atom. So if we go back and look at how we determined the binding energy, we had lots of equations. Let's see, what we want to determine here, of course, is the binding energy. Let me just write it as BE of a hydrogen, or deuterium, H2, helium plus, singly ionized, and beryllium, triply ionized. Well, for hydrogen, we have the binding energy, E sub 0, over HC, was ME to the 4th, we derived this, over 4 pi C H bar cubed times 4 pi epsilon 0 squared, and that was equal to the Rydberg constant. That's why I wrote it this way. Notice that we have there E to the 4th. Well, that E to the 4th now will go to the charge of the nucleus, which we're now going to represent that as Ze squared times the charge of the electron squared. So that will be Z squared E to the 4th. So if we want to, now we can have a new binding energy. Let's call it E sub 0 prime. Well, E sub 0 itself is just going to be Hc times the Rydberg constant. So we're going to have Hc times the Rydberg constant. But now we're going to have a z squared here. We're going to be replacing the e to the 4th by z squared e to the 4th. So I need to put a z squared out here. So this is how we're going to find the binding energy for these atoms, deuterium, helium plus, and beryllium triple plus. Okay, but HCr infinity was just e sub 0, so this is z squared times e sub 0, if you remember, was just 13.6. electron volts, the binding energy of the hydrogen atom. So this is going to be fairly straightforward. But now we have the R infinity in here. You might ask, well, and we discuss this in a later section, that the Rydberg constant really, we assume that we had an infinite nuclear mass when we derived the infinite Rydberg constant. But in actual fact, we know that we have a correction. It's 1 over 1 plus the mass of the electron over the mass of the nucleus times R infinity. If we have to include the fact that the nucleus is not really infinite. Well, in one of the examples in the text, we find what R sub H is for the hydrogen atom, and we just put in the mass of the electron there and the mass of the proton there. We found that the change is going to be 0.99946 times R infinity, and it's going to get closer to 1 for heavier nuclei. For if you put a deuterium in there, it's 0.99973 times R infinity. Well, this is a change that's very, very small, so we're going to neglect this change here in this problem. We're not going to worry about it, and we're just going to use the because we're only going to do this to three significant figures here, and this correction is in the fourth figure, so we don't need to worry about it. So let's just proceed to do it. We have H2, deuterium, E binding, I can write this in different ways, is Z squared times E sub 0, but Z for deuterium is 1, so it's 1 squared times 13.6, and there's no change. We still get a binding energy of 13.6 electron volts. Now for helium plus, though, we get a difference. We're going to have 2 squared, because Z of helium is 2. It has two protons in it. Whoops, I've gotten off here. Okay, let's go back and repeat some of this. So here for the deuterium, we have E binding equals E squared E sub 0, but Z is 1 for deuterium, so you get the same binding energy. For helium plus, though, because the Z of the nucleus is 2. There's 2 protons in helium. We have 2 squared times 13.6 electron volts. So this would be 4 times 13.6, or 54.4 electron volts. And finally, for beryllium triple plus, you can see with a triple plus, then the charge of beryllium is going to be 4 squared times 13.6 electron volts. So it's going to be 16 times 13.6, or 218 electron volts. So this single electron that's outside the nucleus is much more tightly bound in beryllium plus 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 because the charge of the nucleus is, you know, because it has 4 protons in there, and there's a much stronger attraction, so it's bound much tighter to it. It takes more energy now to ionize that electron in beryllium than it will be for deuterium.